That's what the weasels can do. Did you have anything else that bothered them, little animals?
Sometimes the hoot owls would come in there and get into them, but I could soon get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, what did you, if you were talking about all those kind of things that would bother them, did you have a name to talk about different kinds of wild animals, you know?
Yeah.
What would you call
them? We had the wild cats and the fox and weasels.
Mm-hmm.
Meat, bad, and chickens. Place the lamb with, but turn the other rascals. And the quickest and on foot to tell me, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about, did you ever call all those things something like varmints?
Or? Yeah, it was all varmints.
You called them all?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever call a person a varmint?
No, I don't reckon I ever did. I thought sometimes they acted, some of them acted kind of like it.
Yeah, I
believe that
could be right about that. Now, what about the
animal with the bushy tail
that
runs up the trees and puts nuts in its mouth? That's a squirrel.
And what do they have, different types of squirrels?
We've only got the two that I know of. That's the gray squirrel and the brown squirrel.
Oh, and the ground squirrel.
The little ground squirrel, little bitty fella.
Little striped.
Oh, he's cute and pretty. They we had a lot of them around our home and out there in the woods. And we didn't bother them.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever eat gray squirrels?
Yeah.
Are they good to eat?
They just
get
hardly beaten. I take them in the young stage at this time of year now. They're not too good. It's the raisin season, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now this fall, when the nuts begins to ripen on the corn and the gardens and the fields, and they'll go get it. They'll get it, don't you worry. They'll get fat on that. And they just ain't no better meat, hardly, than making a pot of dumplings and nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We used to eat them out there lots of them. We'd get together two, three, or four of us men, and go to the mountains and squirrel hunt all day, come home with a load of them. And we'd just eat squirrels. Man, she still likes it, I guess, as well, if not better than any meat we have.
Did you do much hunting?
Yeah, that's
not
little. In my young days, I hunted and fished lots, but the latter days, I kept wrapping up, you know, just dropping off a little at a time.
Well, you said you did some fishing. What kinds of fish did they have around here?
Well, we've got all kinds of the small mountain types of fish, horny heads and bass, and we had the cats, the blue cats and yellow cats, and eels. Well, now that's about it. But now we caught some big catfish out of that river down by there. There's been catfish weighed in that boat, caught in that, weighed 42 pounds. I never got one of them.
Yeah, what river was that?
It goes down by Carter's.
That,
North Calhoun.
Edwards?
It is. It goes into Edwards.
Oh, it goes into Edwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't think which one that is, but I get the Edwards and the
Oozawa
and those different ones.
Well,
there.
They all go together down
there. They all go together down around there, right out from Calhoun. I know exactly where it is, too, but I can't think. Well, now, down around the ponds, there'll be these little things
that'll croak at night. That's the frogs.
And would there be one that made a heavier noise? Yeah. That's
the big bull frog.
Yeah. And what about one that made just a little kind of a thing that they say sometimes that they're up in trees, but they make a little piping kind of noise?
Yeah, we know him. We call him a tree frog.
Oh, yeah.
He's recognized as a tree frog.
That's something special.
You can't see him, but the trees have got green on them, because you never see him.
Mm-hmm.